West Michigan employers have received a record amount of state funds. This influx of training dollars critical during times of low employment. What's this all about? Let's ask the best. West Michigan Works Regional Director, Business Solutions for West Michigan Works, Deb Leisinga, with us in studio. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. Let's talk West Michigan Works. What are you all about? With an exclamation point at the end of that, right?
Yes. Because we definitely are the workforce board for West Michigan, and we do all things talent related. Our focus and our customer is the employer, and therefore when the employer succeeds, then we have more jobs opening for the workers. So when we say the employer, we really push forward those workers for training and development so that they can get sustainable wages if they're unemployed or underemployed. We like to get them back to work.
Are you kind of called the Talent Investment Agency for the state of Michigan?
We are part of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's good news to share, if you would, Deb.
There is. Every year I get a little nervous about this because we've done so well over the past 3 years. But again, this year was a successful year for the Skilled Trade Training Funds, which is an initiative put out by Governor Snyder of $29 million used to hire new workers for apprenticeships or to upskill incumbent workers. So West Michigan received 8.4 of that $29 million. That's 56% more than what we received last year. And with 212 employers receiving those awards, and of course that's up 65% from last year where 136 employers received the award. So we are incredibly excited for our employers in West Michigan. Our piece of that is to get the news out and to help employers write those award-winning grants. And the team at West Michigan Works work very hard, sometimes long into the night, to make sure that we get those grants completed and in on time.
Your West Michigan includes what, 7 counties here?
7 counties. Yes. Shall I go around?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
I do.
Yes.
I do it in my head. Yep, we have Muskegon, Ottawa, Allegan, Barrie, Ionia, Montcalm, and Kent. Did I say Kent 7 there?
I think you nailed it. I was afraid I wasn't going to ask you because I didn't want to set you up for.
I count on my fingers.
Yes, it looks like you had a plan, and thank you for that, because obviously each county is important. $8.4 million in training funds. So the employers are primarily whom here?
Well,
I guess trade companies, manufacturers?
You know, there's a misconception that skilled trade is all just manufacturing. And quite frankly, when skilled trades first came out, our main award winner was manufacturing. Mm-hmm. But we have done, I think, a great job with our partners, with our economic development partners and our education partners to get the word out that it's not just about manufacturing, although we certainly want to push manufacturing ahead too, but now we have construction, healthcare, and IT involved with that. And so lots of apprenticeships have been developed in healthcare and in IT. So as manufacturing is still our main one, but the second coming in next is construction, closely followed by healthcare and IT. So they're building in their awareness and applying for those grants, so we're excited about that as well.
Yes. Let me have you expand to the statement that you made with today's low unemployment rates. These funds are more critical than ever?
Well, you know, we're always talking about the skills gap. And employers, there are a lot of jobs out there. And there are people who are underemployed and unemployed. So, but our employers are saying, but they don't match what I need. Mm-hmm. So we just have this mismatch going on. And so our job is to figure out what is the mismatch and correct it for the employers. And this has been an excellent way to do that, especially around apprenticeships and around that incumbent worker training, where we work with educators to really focus in on what it is our employers need for training.
And again, these awards are called the Skilled Trades Training Fund Awards.
Correct.
For 2018. Looks like this has been around since 2013, maybe?
It has.
Yeah. West Michigan Works. Tell me more. I mean, obviously, this is a coup. Will you look to increase your numbers even more next year?
We always look to increase our numbers more because the need continues to be great. And if, you know, everything we're hearing by the economic forecasters is correct, we're slated to grow in West Michigan for jobs. So if that indeed is our trend, then our workers need to be even more skilled. So that's what we plan to do. We dig in at West Michigan Works, and even those people walking in our doors that we send for education, I mean, that is all focused on what employers have said they need for training. So we build the training around with our community colleges and with our training providers around what the employer is saying they need to have a successful worker. So do we hope that it increases next year? Absolutely, particularly in the area of the number of awards. We would really like to see healthcare and IT join in more with applying for these awards.
I always like to ask how the community can help you. How can your West Michigan help?
Just get the word out. I don't know that everybody knows about skilled trade training funds. And talk to your neighbors, employers, if they're listening out there. Talk to your colleagues about skilled trade training funds. For the 212 employers that received the awards, get the word out. It's not, some may think that might be a little competitive, but it won't be. We will push every application forward to the best of our ability and make it award-winning to the state.
What are those counties you cover again?
So, Muskegon. Yep. Ottawa, Allegan, okay. Barrie, okay. Ionia, Montcalm, and Kent.
See, you did know them all.
Yes.
I'm playing with you. All right, you do good work with West Michigan Works as Regional Director, Business Solutions. How do we find out more information? How do we spread that word?
You can go to our website, www.westmichiganworks.org. You can certainly look us up on the web, get the phone number. Certainly can call my number, 616-336-5148, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Great. Including what are the seven counties that...
Absolutely.
Thanks, Deb. Congratulations.